Transfiguration Sunday, second Sunday of Lent. Have you ever wondered why Pope St. John Paul II decided to authorize 5 luminous mysteries to the rosary, and that number 4 should be the Transfiguration of the Lord? I kind of think it means it's pretty important. So what's important about it? Well, number one, if you're watching The Chosen, you know that in season 4, sections 4, 5, and 6, Jesus is getting pretty upset after 3 years of public ministry, miracles left and right, and his 12 apostles have no idea what Jesus is talking about. So he gives up on the 12 and he divides. He takes only 3. And who are the 3 apostles? Peter, James, and John. Come with me, I'm going to show you something. Peter was the first one to say, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." James, the first bishop of Jerusalem, the first of the 12 apostles to be martyred. Peter, James, and John. John, along with Matthew, 2 that were with Jesus all the time, writing the Gospels. And John's the one who writes, "God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him might have eternal life." Jesus is transfigured. Moses and Elijah, the law and the prophets, are made present, and they are fulfilled in the presence of Jesus Christ. Jesus is obviously true God and true man. That's why when your Protestant sisters and brothers don't think that the bread and wine become the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the risen Lord, you tell them, Father Dennis said, if Jesus is true God and true man, and he says, this is my body, this is my blood, then it becomes the body and blood of the risen Lord. Now let's go back to that first reading. Pretty heavy stuff. Again, if you watch the angel movies, they depict this. It's not part of the Chosen. I forget the name of it. I think it's called The Greatest Sacrifice. But Isaac is walking with Abraham up the hill, and he says, "Gee, Dad, I see you got the sword, you got the fire, I got the wood in my back. What are we going to offer?" And Abraham wisely responds, "God will supply." So they get ready to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac, in the movie, is very willing because he believes in the God of his father, the God who made this promise to his dad. Do we believe in the parents, in the God of our parents, the God of our grandparents, our ancestors? Anyhow, you know the story. Jesus sends an angel and says, "Abraham, Abraham, don't touch the kid. There's a ram for you to offer over there." And God says, "If you were willing to offer your only son, then I will do no less." That's the beauty of Abraham. We call him the father of faith, the father of all nations, because anyone who believes in God is a descendant of Abraham. The Arabs, the Jews, and the Christians should all acknowledge who they have in common. There's really one Lord, one faith, one God, if we let Jesus take it to the full. So my dear people, we are in Lent. The purpose of Lent is to help us rediscover a personal walk with the risen Lord and see if we can't get more excited about how deep, how personal, and how unconditional God's love for each of us is. God bless you all.